Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Sam Dente. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Houdeman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Art Houdeman. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Fred Marsh. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Ed McGee. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith moves to third. Avila moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is walked intentionally. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz strikes out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive towards first. Wertz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso takes first base on ball four. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente takes first base on ball four. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan bunts towards the mound. Pierce fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Pierce. Dente moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman bunts towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. Dente moves to third. Hegan moves to second. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dente scores. Higgins scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Avila. The throw from Bats and he is safe. Avila steals second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rosen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Minoso, who is chasing the ball. Wirtz reaches third base with a triple. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wirtz scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Dente bunts towards first. Kel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dente for the out. Philly moves to second. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0-for-0 in the game. Houdeman hits a fly ball into left field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to third for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee takes first base on ball 4. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McGee moves to third. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel bunts towards the mound. Houdeman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pierce moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McGee tags and scores. Pierce tags and moves to third. One out. It's 3-1, Indians. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Avila moves to second. Fritz Dorisch now pitching. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Avila moves to third. Doby moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Avila scores. Doby moves to third. One out. It's 4-1, Indians. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Doby scores. Wirtz moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-1, Indians. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dente hits a fly ball into center field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-1 in the game. Batts hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0-for-1 in the game. Marsh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kell moves to second. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Houdeman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dorisch fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0-for-1 in the game. Houdeman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel misplays the ball. That's an error on Carrasquel. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. Kell throws to Carrasquel, who throws back to Kell, who tags Houdeman for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Fritz Dorisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dorisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Houdeman covering, for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Caris Quell takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Caris Quell moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Caris Quell scores. Fox moves to second. It's 5-2, Indians. Ray Narlski now pitching. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rivera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Wirtz hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-2, Indians. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dente hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0 for 2 in the game. Batts strikes out. One out. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Marsh is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McGee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski strikes out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Fritz Dorisch. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carrasquel strikes out. 1 out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a line drive towards third. Rosen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Maury Martin now pitching. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Avila. The throw from bats and he is out, Fox applying the tag. 1 out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Doby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Westlake now playing center field. Hal Newhouser now pitching. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newhouser fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-3 in the game. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz fields the ball and throws to Newhouser covering. Safe. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Marsh bunts towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Batts moves to second. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McGee takes first base on ball 4. Batts moves to third. Marsh moves to second. Schirmlaller pinch hits for Maury Martin. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Straw's now pitching. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wirtz for the out. 1 out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Philly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera. Philly reaches second base with a double. Dale Mitchell pinch hits for Sam Dente. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McGee throws the ball in to Marsh, who relays the ball to Fox, who tags Mitchell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Philly scores. Two outs. It's 8-2, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. George Strickland now playing shortstop. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rivera is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.